everyone, I am Strumpf, and today I'll be interviewing Jay Nails, who has once again made it to the top eight of the championship. Congratulations and hi!
Howdy, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so once again, Jay Nails is very lucky with very professional interviewers who kind of lose their audio midway through the interview. So this is, if we're counting correctly, like the fifth interview that you're doing with us.
I do believe so. Maybe I'm just bad luck, because yeah, last year in 2020, we also had the same problem of the audio dropping and me redoing the interview.
Yeah, so thank you for your patience. And this is our annual check-in with you.
Yep.
So you already shared things about yourself in the previous years, but is there anything major you'd like to share that happened with you in the past 12 months?
Nothing major, I think, that's not really captured by the previous interview. So, except I got a dog, and I got a new puppy. She's 6, 7 months old now. Her name is Bijou.
Yeah, we heard her in the audio that is now lost. Maybe she'll pipe up again.
Yeah, she was barking up a storm. I wouldn't be surprised if it starts again. She sees like a car go by or something, and she needs to let it know who's boss.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to recall what I asked already, but let's just start with your typical least favorite card in Dominion. Is it still Necromancer and Swindler?
Well, I think Swindler is a given. That card is just evil. That answer is never going to change. No surprises there. As far as favorite cards go, it's harder, because there's like a lot of cards I really enjoy, honestly, and none of them stand as like the best. I think in the past I've listed Necromancer, Exorcist, Black Market. All of those I think are still on the short list for sure. Mm-hmm. I guess to say something different, I really enjoy a lot of the cards that really like shake up the kingdom a lot and really make you like fundamentally rethink some of the basic elements of strategy, like Gamble or Capitalism or Way of the Mouse or Way of the Chameleon often have that effect as well, where you like really have to like fundamentally rethink a lot of stuff. There's a lot of really novel interactions that show up in those games that you might otherwise not be familiar with. I enjoy that aspect of a lot of those.
Oh, right. And then we talked about, because a gamble is like one of those enigmas to me that I really don't know how to play. And then we talked about the tournaments, right? I was asking you what other tournaments, apart from League and the Championship, you enjoy playing or enjoyed.
I played in a few of the mixes. I really enjoyed the hand mix tournament, the one that was themed around hand size. You had a lot of draw to X stuff, which is a lot stronger there than usual, so you had to do a lot more of it. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Friendly mix was really nice. Attack cards are generally some of the most unfun cards, and so friendly mix was the one that didn't have any non-attack cards, or didn't have any attack cards. That was great. No terminals mix I enjoyed because I won it, but I think that one, as far as theme, was probably third on my list as far as the mixes go. I also really enjoyed Whelp, the Way Event Landmark Project Tournament. I really enjoy four mm-hmm. landscape games, and so I'm looking forward to the EEE. I don't even know how you pronounce it. The one N.A. Smith's hosting is just a bunch of E's because it's all events. I will almost certainly enjoy the kingdoms that have four events in them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too, because for me, I find it hard to distinguish between events and projects and landmarks. I understand that there are like thematic differences, but to me, they're all just the same, I guess, fun or not fun.
I think the landscapes take the longest to learn. At least that was my experience. I think it's because they show up less often, proportionally speaking, than your average card. And so I still remember like needing to like read the text of each individual landscape long after I'd learned all the kingdom cards. But to anyone who's interested in the landscapes, definitely do play with them if you like. You don't want to do those expansions yet, because I think like the projects and the events are probably some of the most fun aspects of Dominion.
Definitely. What do you find to be the most challenging card to play with in Dominion?
I think in the past I said Develop, and that one's definitely still a tricky one. I just missed a Develop pile out in the round of 64. It's a toughie. Also, probably honestly, a lot of the ones that I just listed as my favorites just a second ago also are really difficult. Like part of what I like about them is because they, you know, so radically affect the kingdom that it's hard to just use your normal preconceived ideas on strategies, gamble, capitalism, and whatnot. Actually, to bring someone out of a sore memory, I did just manage to throw league finals in this past season in the championship match versus NA Smith. I just needed to win the last game to win the championship. I had a guaranteed win in the last turn of the last game with like a simple play with gamble, and I totally flubbed it with everyone watching. And yeah, despite having played with gamble a bunch, really enjoying the card. Clearly, I'm still not perfect with it.
Yeah, we all saw it. We were all
Yeah,
sad.
I know. I'll get my revenge this season.
Well, you've talked about how you got into Dominion before, and your quote unquote Dominion career, but what have been, in your opinion, what have been the highlights?
Still one of the big highlights of my career. I think I mentioned it last year, but I got to play Dan Brooks in the tournament Big Money, which was really significant to me because I basically learned Dominion watching, you know, his games on YouTube back when I was still a novice. And so getting to actually play him in a tournament environment was great. Kind of had a similar one where I also watched Burning Skulls, like how to play base Dominion videos when I was learning. I got to play him in the base only tournament. So playing Burning Skull in a base environment was scary. We went 2-2, so apparently his videos taught me something. Maybe too much. He's unstrategically teaching people how to beat him in base tournaments. That one was up there. Beyond that, I mean, I also just enjoy League. I don't know if any particular moment is significant, but I've enjoyed a lot of my experiences, you know, playing in the League in the last year or so.
Is there anything about League specifically that you would change if you could?
Definitely nerf NA Smith. I think he's just a little bit too OP right now. Just like some like, create like a Supra A league and just like put him in it by
On, you
himself,
almost
play
beat
himself a bunch
him.
to give everyone else a fighting chance.
You almost beat him in the finals. It was just this gamble.
No, I'm kidding. Playing NA Smith is always fun.
Oh yeah, that's what I was curious about. One, how much you play, and two, if you have like when you don't ladder but have like a set match, if you have a pre-match routine or anything.
I'd say I play pretty often. Not necessarily every day, but probably most of them. You know, just like playing random ladder matches is something I like to do in my free time or in between things I got to do. And for me, I know a lot of people discuss like ladder phobia, and they're worried about laddering because they view it as like a really competitive thing. For me, I don't, you know, try to focus too much on the game. It's usually just something to do for fun, and for me, it's a very low stress environment. I treat this very differently than League. You know, if I'm playing like a League or tournament match, I'm probably focused and paying attention and stuff. But I get in a lot of just like kind of casual ladder games in between those. As far as routines go, I don't think I have any like particular like, you know, ritual or anything I do for like luck. But you know, usually it involves like setting up OBS, making sure I got all the recording and stuff ready to go. Grab like a glass or two of water so I can stay hydrated without, you know, taking breaks. That's about the size of it.
And specifically for the championship, do you prep at all, or is it just another tournament?
I do remember for the round of 16, which I just played, I made sure to add March to my ban list versus Sangatsu because that seemed strategically important. Beyond that, I don't think that I do too much like, you know, prep for any specific matches.
Okay, and you're not like before the championship starts, you're not was that an insider I didn't get? Oh no, you were just I feel like I always have to be on my toes with you because you're so quick.
Oh no, everything I say is fully in earnest. I'm not one to make
I
non-literal
know.
remarks.
I know, I know. You keep mentioning that like every other day.
I don't know why
I don't either. I
people
don't think you're a person with a sense of humor.
don't believe me. Yeah. Very, very serious.
Going back to the championship, in your experience, are there notable differences between this year's? championship and the last one last year.
This year it's castle themed. All the individual sections of the bracket are named after the castles. I'm
What
representing
was it
the
last year?
sprawling. I don't remember the other theme last year. I so this year I'm representing the sprawling castle, which
You
wouldn't be my
are.
first choice of favorite castle, but we'll make do with what we got.
What is your favorite castle?
Opulent castles got the best art, and I think it's kind of like as nifty as payload sometimes, and that can be interesting. I also enjoy humble castle because the choice of like when to take it is non-obvious. Even if you want castles, you necessarily want to buy humble castle very early, and so that's an interesting dynamic. But I think I would like to rep opulent or humble. I had the choice.
But no one asked you. Rude, very rude.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I saw that this year's your quarterfinal this year is actually a repeat from 2 years ago. How do you feel about
It can't go worse.
that?
Mercury 444F beat me pretty soundly last, or not last year, 2 years ago when we last met in the round of eight. I got 4-0'd, and then last year I also lost in the round of eight, but 4-1 versus Freaky. So unfortunately, I think that means I'm likely to lose 4-2 this year if I were to extrapolate from the trends so far.
Well, we don't have to.
Hopefully, right.
I feel like there's so much more I want to ask you, but I feel like I just need to invite you on the pod for a longer interview sometime.
Sounds good.
And thank you for now. And I don't know if you've if you have a date for the match yet.
Mercury literally like just messaged me shortly before I got on this interview, and I haven't actually gotten back to him yet. So very soon we'll have a date scheduled.
Well, we'll all be there to watch you and cheer you on. Good luck, and thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, and thanks for conducting the interview.
Bye.
Peace.